Day 41, the strength of surrender. How saying no can still mean inner peace. One of the most misunderstood ideas in spiritual life is surrender. People hear that word and instantly picture rolling over, waving a white flag, and letting life, or worse, manipulative people, walk all over them. But true surrender isn't about becoming a doormat. It's about becoming untouchable, not because you resist, but because you're centered in something deeper than the drama. Let's talk manipulation. If someone's trying to use you, dominate you, or emotionally arm wrestle you into submission, it's not because they're evil, it's because they're unconscious. They're cut off from their true source of energy, being. So they're trying to plug into yours. But here's the catch, you can only be used or controlled if you're unconscious too. If you resist their behavior with anger, resentment, or emotional armor, you're playing the same game, just on the opposite team. Real power lies in seeing clearly, standing firmly, and saying no from a place of calm, not chaos. You can set boundaries without building walls. You can speak truth without venom. This is what a high-quality no looks like. No drama, no flinching, no guilt, just clarity. You're not surrendering to the person's behavior. You're surrendering to the moment. From there, you act, not react. Take your job, your relationship, or any situation that's making your blood pressure rise. If surrender feels impossible, don't fake it. Take action instead. Say something. Do something. Leave if you must, but don't stew in it. Don't let negativity rent space in your psyche. Because if you can't act and won't surrender, you've chosen to suffer. That's not strength, that's stuck. Surrender isn't just an inner retreat. It changes everything, including your relationships. People stop being pawns in your personal chess game. You stop needing them to behave a certain way to be okay. You actually see them as they are, not as obstacles or tools. And when conflict arises, and it will, you might notice how quickly you feel the urge to defend your point, protect your ego, or win. That's your signal. That's your ego whispering, don't let go. We need to be right. But what if you didn't engage? What if you let the whole emotional structure collapse? Then you discover peace is stronger than winning. Even when faced with aggression or violence, surrender doesn't mean doing nothing. It means acting without ego, without blind reaction, without concepts. Like in martial arts, you don't resist the opponent's force, you redirect it. You yield to overcome. That's not weakness, that's mastery. The ego's whole hustle is to convince you that resistance equals strength. But that strength is brittle, defensive, exhausting. The real power comes from surrender. Not the passive kind, but the vibrant, watchful kind. The kind that sees through the game and steps out of it entirely. Then you're not just unshaken by the world, you transform it by your presence. The ego might panic at the idea of being this open, this undefended. You'll be hurt, it warns. You'll look weak. But what the ego fears as weakness is actually your invincibility. When you no longer have anything to prove, you become untouchable. Vulnerable, yes, but only to love, not manipulation. That's not losing, that's transcending.